We're back with another episode. This is Ty
and Jess.
All right, y'all. It's good to be back. Today we're talking about purpose-driven life and what it means to live in your purpose.
And leave your mark.
Yes. So as you know, with the recent news that we had with Chadwick Boseman, with the passing, his unexpected passing in the last week, just kind of hit home, you know, kind of like, I felt like I knew him, but it's like, you know that a person is walking in their purpose when you have been affected by them in a way that will kind of have you thinking about your life and mm-hmm. what you're bringing to the table and what your calling is. And I felt like, you know what, this would be a good topic. So, man, it's still kind of like, it's just sad. I'm just still trying to process. Like, every day I look at things like quotes and it's like, man, this really just, it hits me. And I'm just like, after all he went through, it's like, nobody knew that but his closest friends. And like, he still was able to do what he was called to do and, you know, push through with his situation.
It's really a constant reminder that life is life. I know that sounds cliche, but life is to be lived. And,
right.
You know, not only him, but Kobe Bryant's life and legacy also kind of like impacted so many people that you didn't even think that, you know, they even knew or were aware. People that haven't even touched a basketball, you know, and even same thing for Chadwick, you know, people that haven't even necessarily watched Black Panther or knew who he was.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how you know that you're truly making an impact or have made an impact.
Right. And the fact that, you know, I was listening to one of his interviews on how he would turn down roles that he felt like wasn't more closely aligned to his beliefs and his morals. And I thought that was really big of him. And it shows you, like, his character. Like, he was someone that truly believed that he wanted to portray character that was, you know, uplifting and edifying. And I think that's so important. Just like when we grew up, we always had people we looked up to. And I think that's very important to have, like, in this generation, that
for sure
you have these portrayals of people that you aspire to be
and they look like you,
right? And that's so important. I think we lose sight of that sometimes, that it's important to model people that does look like us, you know, and put that out there. But
and they were also saying how, like, it was so impactful because, like, a lot of Black boys don't have a lot of positive role models and positive figures within their own lives, and Black Panther was kind of like a representation of that.
Right. It was definitely needed because you could just see the outpouring of support and love that he had doing that film. And I know most people make that comment like, I know you tired of doing the Wakanda, you know, sign, but he was just like, no, you know, he knew what he signed up for.
Yeah,
like,
he was true to that.
Right. And I think, you know, that's powerful in itself, the fact that he knew the mantle he has to carry in that, and I think he did it well. So Chadwick, may he rest in peace, man. I really appreciate all the stuff that he has given this world, and he definitely left his mark. Him and Kobe.
For sure.
So what are you thinking about living in your purpose? Do you feel like that you are living or walking in your purpose?
I do. I recently made a comment, and it sounds bad, but I recently made a comment that, you know, if I die today, I feel like I'm fulfilled and, like, I'm satisfied.
Yeah.
And I say that because when I think about, like, all the lives that I've impacted, from fitness to senior living, even, like, globally, when you think about through travel, through the Girls Leading Our World Camp in Panama, just a lot of places outside of my own community, I feel like I've placed a dent. And then when I think about some of the things that I've experienced, some of the things that I've been able to do and opportunities that I've been afforded, I feel fulfilled in that.
Yeah.
So.
And that's big too, because you know how some people are just afraid to step out into their purpose. What would you say to somebody who seems like they're on the fence about, you know, walking into their calling, even though they feel like this is something they're strongly for?
I guess what I would do is just challenge them and just tell them to just go after it and just do it. You know, just like you and I were just having a conversation. You know, you only get one life.
Right.
You only can do this thing one time. So whatever that itch is and whatever that thing is that you've been wanting to do and wanting to pursue, just do it. And I kind of speak to myself even in that, because I mean, there's so many things that, like, I need to do and tackle or want to do. And it's like the fear of failure and just overall fear is what's holding me back.
Yeah, and I think for me, like, I've been told no so many times and denied stuff. Like, I think it becomes, like, you become numb to it. So I think that helps me in a sense of, like, why I be so passionate and, like, driven to try a lot of stuff, because I know what it's like to still be told no, and that, hey, I'll find a way. Either I won't do that, or I'll go figure out something else, you know. So the no's are beneficial, because you end up finding out what you're good at, or things you really need to focus on, or, you know, maybe the path you really need to be taking. So I would say, for instance, I thought for sure I was going to go to Georgia Southern right out of high school. It was just the place I thought I wanted to be, and it was going to be a college of my choice. Got that denial letter.
In reality set in.
And then I got so many denial letters after that, and it was like, you know what? I'll be all right. So eventually, you know, I got into Clayton State, and it was, honestly, I got into Clayton State the very first time, which I don't know why I didn't even apply to it the first time. But yeah, it just goes to show you sometimes those no's lead you to the direction and the path you need to go down.
Right. And I think things change and evolve as we become adults, because kids are like fearless, and they just like, I'm gonna be an astronaut,
right?
Or I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna be a president. And it's like, it's not until somebody tells us no or try to like shatter those dreams for us that we kind of lose confidence within ourselves to pursue those things.
Yeah. So it's important too, when you're growing up, that you have like a sense of really what you want to do. You stand by it. Like, granted, you're gonna go through situations, trial and errors, you know, trying out different things to figure out what it is that you truly, you know, should be focusing on, or feeling like the path you need to choose. But I think whenever you are true to yourself and you listen to your intuition, it's gonna put you on a path to where you need to be. And of course, prayer. That prayer life needs to be on point, because, you know, we all been created for a purpose, and God put us here to fulfill that. And I feel like if you have been placed here, and you've been helping people in whatever capacity that is that God has put you here to serve, that's what your purpose is. And I feel like for me, I have been so big into like the health and fitness thing for as long as I can remember, probably since middle school. It was always something I always loved, like science or dissecting things and anatomy. And
it's always been a part of you.
Right. So I knew that this is going to be something I'm going to pursue down the line. And then fitness just kind of came easy. So getting into that has definitely been a game changer. And yeah, you know, you get burnt out by things, but I think it's important to remember too, like, why you're doing it.
Always remember your why.
Yes.
For sure.
That's why I tell my people, like, all the time, like, if you can have a strong why, you can accomplish a lot. You can, I think it really helps you stay focused on the goals you set forth when you have a strong why. So when you're thinking about your purpose, think about that why. Write that why down. See it every day.
So what are a few steps, or maybe let's say top three steps on how to live on purpose? Like, what are some tools or keys to that, or things that you incorporate in your life as far as being on purpose?
I would say, like, for me, it always starts, again, just kind of going back to the prayer, because if you don't, it's just like a compass. Like, you have to know where you're going. Oh, so man. God is pretty much that compass. And if you go to him, and basically, you know how the Bible talks about ordering, God is ordering your steps, and just being open. Just being open to letting God and the Holy Spirit just download into you what you've been put here for. And I think this is why a lot of people are lost, too, because they don't know where to go to.
They try to do it their way.
Right. Yeah. You know, you don't have a person to go to for your answers. It's kind of like you got to make it up as you go. And that may not be the path that's for you. So I think number one will always be prayer, you know. Listening to see what God has for you would be two, you know. And then part of that listening is investigating. writing out like what things inspire you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel like you're good at? And try to navigate through that. You know, it's like a trial and error. You know, and then once you find like at least one skill, like I've learned, find one thing to focus on. Because
mm-hmm.
for me, it can be troublesome when you're good at so many things and
yeah.
you want to do it all. But when you really sit down and focus on just that one thing and become good at it, I think it really kind of unveils what you've been put here for.
Mm-hmm.
You said top three?
Yeah.
And I would say keep at it, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you're going to be met with opposition, so many obstacles. You know, as entrepreneurs, we're always faced with all sorts of things, and we're thinking that because things aren't maybe going our way, that this isn't my calling. But I think, again, having that strong why and knowing that God placed you here for that, even when those obstacles come, you know that this is where you need to be. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think you have to really, a sense of knowing who you are and what you've been put here for.
Yeah. Do you feel like people have more than one purpose?
Yes. Just like we can be multifaceted, multi-talented, I think we could have more than one purpose. Like,
mm-hmm.
for instance, you know, you meet entrepreneurs who have multiple businesses, and all their businesses may not be in the same niche or whatever. You know, they may have different things, whether it's in the fitness realm, then they may have something totally different into, like, fashion. So I think when you have that, you can help so many more people out,
mm-hmm.
too, and touch so many
much
more lives.
Bigger impact.
Right.
Sure.
Right. And definitely, you know, I just want to make sure that if that's the case too, that I leave my mark on the world. That's
mm-hmm.
my thing. It's like, okay, God, why am I here? And while I'm here, help me to be impactful and inspiring. So,
mm-hmm.
and then when you're asking for those things, be prepared, because God will take you through some stuff.
For sure.
It's definitely been a testament. He'll take you through some things to, you know, you're building character, you know, persevering through all the challenges. Man, you'd be amazed, but
for sure.
But it goes to show you're not the only one that's going through it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Would you say that your purpose and your gift are interchangeable?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
In what way? Because we're all given gifts. We're all given talents and skills and capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it intertwines to kind of like almost like it still is reflective of your purpose.
Right.
Because when you use those things, you're being purposeful.
Okay.
So I think when you recognize again what those skills are, again, you can be impactful. And I think that's really a part of your purpose.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, way to break that down for the short run. Okay.
Yeah. Me.
Yeah, I was just kind of like, I was wondering where you were going to go with that, but that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, I always believe, too, you have to wake up with purpose, because there's been instances where, man, I don't want to get up, but you
mm-hmm.
remember again, like, what am I here for?
Yeah.
And I think passion drives purpose.
Mm.
You have to be passionate about your purpose, or else I feel like what's the point of getting up?
Yeah,
morning?
You're just spinning your wheel.
Yeah. So, and again, man, that's why it's important. We go back to that why.
That's true.
Why are you doing it?
What would you tell your younger self?
That's a good one. I would definitely tell my younger self to focus on one thing.
You just keep saying to focus on one thing.
Because I recognize, and then you know, all the stuff I've done and all the stuff
yeah.
I probably felt like I not have accomplished, because there's so many things and so many great things that I want to do, that because it overshadowed that one thing, I felt like could have been the thing that popped.
Mm-hmm. Because you're so distracted.
Yes.
Out of different areas.
And again, we talked about how we felt like we felt unfulfilled and we didn't feel like we accomplished anything, because we had so much stuff we wanted to do with Gold Digger.
Mm-hmm.
We had so many things we wanted to do with our businesses.
Yeah, focus.
So, again, I think it's important to start with one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to say that works for everybody. Some people can juggle, you know, maybe two or three things. But
yeah.
I think to make anything good, focus on that. first, make that great, and then move to the next.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be me, because the way my brain's set up, I want to do a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
And I get excited in my brain. I don't know if it's a little bit anxiety, anxiousness, but I really get excited for new things and learning new things that I sometimes neglect the thing that I started.
Right. That's true. I can witness that. Yeah. I'm a witness to that.
So okay. I don't know if it's an Aquarius thing, but it happens. It definitely happens. So, but what would you say as far as how do you know that you're walking in your purpose?
You usually know that you're walking in your purpose when you get confirmation from others. And you can kind of just kind of see the results of that.
Mm.
You know, usually other people will tell you. You just have this feeling overall, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, and God will send people
yes,
to tell
will.
You.
Yes, he will.
He will send people
the reminders
to tell you and
forget.
Give you confirmation.
Yeah.
Right. So, I think that's how you...
What's one thing or somebody said to you to make you remember, like, you are in your calling, you're walking in your calling, your purpose?
For me, I guess my parents would always tell me, like, you deserve to be there.
Mm.
You're there
affirmations,
for,
man.
You're there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was at a certain school, on a certain team, or whatever, you know, it's like, you're supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was a good or a bad experience, you're supposed to be there.
Yeah. And I think that's good, because you brought up something, because I think this is also impactful for kids growing up. You're growing up in a household where you're constantly maybe told you're not going to amount to anything. And that could put a damper on you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you grow up with someone constantly pouring to you encouraging you about your purpose, and they see things ahead, like what you're good at before you probably see it,
mm-hmm.
and then
nurture that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so important. And that's why I'd be like, why I'm big on like with my friends, and I see everybody doing something, I'm like, man, like, you should keep doing it. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, post that. Or how can you put this into a business and make it, you know, something big for
mm-hmm.
yourself and others? But I'm always like big on like just seeing other people excel in that too. So I'm like, I just always want to be that affirming person, because I know for me it was important growing up, because my mom always affirmed me in whatever I did. I think that's why I was willing to try so many different things,
mm-hmm.
because she always told me I could do whatever I put my mind to.
And that's why you have the confidence that you have.
Yeah.
Today.
So, right.
You know?
And if it don't work out, it don't work out. That doesn't mean you're a failure, but
mm-hmm.
you know, but it takes you to different places that you probably wouldn't necessarily think you were capable of going.
Yeah.
So, but that was powerful though, I think. And shout out to you, Mom. Thank you for those affirming, loving, encouraging words.
That's right. Because at the time, it's like, it's cringy. You're like,
yeah.
Dang, why are you telling me that? Or why are you saying that?
Right.
And then you look back on it, you're like, that was helpful.
Yeah.
It helped me.
And like, what do you say to people too? Because I know this was a problem. Like, how people, it was always a thing with me, like, why can you sometimes see the good in people and like their gifts and talents, but they can't?
That's a tough one. And I think it all goes back to just self-belief and what they believe about themselves.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's what it is in a nutshell.
Yeah. Because I know for me, like, when I'm coaching, it's always like, I'm always, like, coaching too on, like, self-love and acceptance for yourself first. Because it has to come within. Because you can't, if you don't have it, like, you can't expect to get it from anybody else, you know?
Mm.
Kind of like everything really starts with you.
Right, you're in control of that.
Right, and I think it's a good lesson in its own, because the world is tough out here, you know. So sometimes if you don't get that ahead of time, and then you get out here into the world and you're trying to out here finding yourself, you'll let other people define you before you can.
Mm, okay, that's real.
Yeah, and trust me, you don't want that. You go out here looking for love and definition and purpose.
You'll be trying to find yourself for the rest of your life.
Yeah. And then you'll be like living up to other people's standards and expectations. And who wants to live a life like that?
That's a lot of pressure, but a lot of people do it. That's why we have what we have and see what we see on social media and everywhere else. I mean, we're a really twisted society when I think about it.
He's like, Lord, it gotta get better, Lord.
I mean, just from what I was saying about kids and pouring into their lives and how they're so fearless, and society has us so messed up to where it's like, have us believing, you know, everything's against that. And it's like, whatever happened to that childlike confidence? It was just like, just think of just some of the things that you wanted to do as a child. You're like, yeah, I can do it. I can do it. Knowing you didn't know how to hit a backflip by the bush of hair wide open, but you just, you had that confidence that like, I can do it. If you can do it, I can do it too.
What happened to that?
I mean, it's society. Society in just life. You live long enough, you know, somebody gonna, you know, like running into a parked car. You know, it just happens.
Yeah. That's why it's important to stay rooted and grounded in who you are and who you know.
Whose you are.
Yes, whose you are. Come on with the word.
Who you are and whose you are.
Yes, that is so good though, because it's so real. It is so real. But yeah, what do you say like to those who are feeling unfulfilled and maybe not feeling like they're walking into their purpose?
For those that are unfulfilled and feeling like they're not walking into their purpose, I would first tell them, like you said, you know, pray and ask for direction. And then I guess for me, I'm such a helper. I was like, okay, let's write down these steps to how we can help you.
Writing it out helps, man. It's just when you see it.
And I think to a certain extent, that burdens me and weighs me down. Because it's like their goals become yours. And you're like trying to just figure it out for them. And it just goes on and on. But first, you know, like you said, just pray and ask for direction. Do it. And for me, just telling my younger self and anybody else, it's like, do it afraid. Do it afraid. And that's what I have to like speak to myself every single day. Whatever it is that's uncomfortable, just do it afraid.
Because sometimes too, you'll be thinking and you overthink it too much, and you have to sometimes just step out. And that's when faith comes in, honestly. Because faith is basically doing things afraid.
That's true.
And I do believe if you're a believer that God will make the way. He's already have the provision for you.
Absolutely.
So you just gotta take that step. He got you the rest of the way. So
just do it. Right. That's your takeaway. Just do it.
Right.
And just do it afraid.
Do it afraid. Okay. Well, that's good. I appreciate these topics. You know, sometimes it's good when you have somebody to actually talk it through. And it's like, now I remember what I'm supposed to do. So that's good. All right. So I'm going to end with this quote. I saw this quote and I thought it was really good too. And it says, honor your calling. Everybody has one. Trust your heart and success will come to you. So we're going to leave y'all on that note. And we will return for the next podcast topic. Let us know if you have any questions of any topics you want us to discuss. You can reach us at Go Dig Her on Instagram. That's GOALDIGGH3R or at Gmail. GoDigger@gmail.com.
Yes. All right. We'll see you next time.
All right, kiddos. Hey, hey, hey.